You know, my dad was a lot of things to me. For example, he was patient.
So, you going to tell me exactly what you were doing last night? That's okay. I can wait.
He was merciful.
Boy, you are lucky I don't kill you right now.
But he was always helpful.
Stop! Before you break it, give me that wrench. Let me do it.
But most of all, my dad was a teacher. Yes, sir. Everything I know in life, I learned from my old man. Like when he taught me the power of studying hard. I was halfway through my senior year of high school. My grades are pretty good. I had a nice scholarship lined up to this big college out of town. So naturally, I got a little case of senioritis and let my grades slip a little bit. Then my dad, in an unexpected act of kindness, said to me,
"Let me take you to lunch."
So we hop in the truck and we're talking about hunting and football and, "Dad, why are we driving through the local college?"
"Take a good look around, son."
So I did, and if this had been any other school in any other town, going to the local college would be fine. There's nothing wrong with going to a community college. There was just something wrong with this college. The tennis courts were a jungle of overgrown weeds. The dormitory windows were more plywood than glass. I'm pretty sure the sanitation pond doubled as the swimming pool. I look out and the football team sidestep in cow patties. And most impressively, the billboard advertising the school had 6 spelling and grammatical errors. So I said to my dad, "This place looks awful." And my dad, swerving across to miss potholes in the road the size of craters, he said to me,
"Yep. And if you continue to let your grades slide and you lose that scholarship, you're going to be going to college here and paying rent to me and your mother. So take a good look around, and let's just hope it's the last look you ever have to take."
My dad swerves and misses what I think was a cow in the road, and he says to me,
"This is important. This could be the most important thing I've ever taught you. Look, hard work is just..."
You know, I never really heard the end of that lesson. But I got my act together, and I got my grades better, and I went off to school and, you know, graduated from a place where I didn't have to learn next to a donkey. Yes, sir, everything I know in life I learned from my old man, like basic home repair.
"Look, if it moves and it's not supposed to, duct tape. If it doesn't move and it's supposed to, WD-40.
There was electrical work?
"This is important, so listen very closely. Don't you dare flip that switch while I'm holding this wire in my hand."
And of course, how to drive. Like when I was 15 years old and I just got my learner's permit, I'm riding along in the passenger seat with my dad and pulls over into the gas station. He hands me some money and he says,
"Run inside and get the essentials, son. You know the drill."
Indeed, I do know the drill. So run inside and I get the essentials and I get the Twinkie and the soda and I come back out and my dad's in the passenger seat. My seat. So I nervously get into the driver's seat. I hand him the bag of essentials and put on my seatbelt. Dad leans over and says,
"Look, this is important, so listen closely. I am counting on you to get us home safe and sound. And most importantly, take good care of my truck. Don't let me down, son."
Then my dad leans back, puts his hat over his eyes, and takes a nap. So I get my hands on the steering wheel, get my feet in just the right spot, and I look at the gear shift and I realize I don't know how to drive a stick shift. But I didn't want to let my dad down. I was going to give it my best shot. So I put it in first gear and I gave it some gas and we lurch to a halt. My dad, he doesn't even sit up. His hat doesn't move. He sighs and he says,
"Let's try that again."
So with much grinding of gears and patient guidance, I got us home safely, and I was rewarded by having to mow the lawn, which I remember doing a lot of, actually, and not just our lawn either. This one summer, I mowed our neighbor's lawn once a week without pay. Why?
She's having a rough time, son. She just lost her husband. Besides, what else do you have going on?
I mowed our grandparents' lawn, too. All 2 acres of it.
You know, they can't get out there anymore to do it themselves, so let's help them out.
Do you know how hot it is to use that weed whipper all the way around that big pond?
Remember, if you get too hot, just jump in the pond a little while with the fishes. You'll be okay.
We were always helping somebody. Like this other time, I remember we were driving along the road. I was in my dad's truck, and I just realized all these formidable life moments happened in this truck. Is there some kind of metaphor or deeper meaning here?
Probably not.
Anyways, we're riding along, and I see this man walking down the side of the road, and he's got one of those handmade signs that says, "We'll work for food," or something like that. And my dad starts to pull over. "Dad, what are you doing?"
"Seeing if we can help."
"He could be an axe murderer or something."
"Good news, son. I don't see an axe."
So my dad goes out and he's talking to this guy, and I don't even know what they were talking about, but I do know my dad was a pretty smooth talker. Can't tell you how many tickets he talked his way out of her. How many arguments I lost to his cool reasoning. Anyways, after a few minutes, he and the man start walking back to the truck together.
"Hop in the back seat, son."
So I get in the back seat, and this man who smells bad is sitting in my seat. My seat, where all my most important life moments happened. Anyways, we pull up to the Burger Hut, and we go inside, and you know, we order some food. The waiter comes back, and he's giving us our food.
"Look, we were just about to bless the food. Is there anything in your life that we can pray for you about?"
So now we got this strange man eating with us, this bewildered waiter stammering through some story about his mother, and my dad prayed for them both. He thanked God for the new friends. Prayed for the waiter's mother. I was so surprised, I don't even know if he blessed the food. Anyways, we get to the end of the meal, and my dad hands him a business card with some names and phone numbers, people he can contact, blah, blah, blah. He even invited them to church. We're walking back out, and we get to the truck. We get in, and my dad, he's not even cranking up the truck. He's just kind of sits there.
"This might be the most important thing. If I could teach you just one thing, it'd be this. It doesn't cost us anything to help others. That's what God wants of us, to show grace and give freely, and you'll be all right. I think that's very important."
Then my dad starts the truck, turns the radio on, and points us towards home. Now, that's the first time I remember that happening, but it certainly wasn't the last. So thanks, Dad, for teaching me about the important things in life. I even have a truck of my own now.
Call your mother. She worries.
Of course she does.